This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In the Catholic Diocese. Well, in the midst of the excitement for millions around the world, when the white smoke came out of the stack at the Sistine Chapel, shortly after that, I got an alert. Pirates have relieved Derek Shelton of his duties and then named bench coach Don Kelly as the manager for at least the rest of this season. And I first person I thought of is, boy, I'd love to hear what Jim Leland has to say. Hall of Famer with the Pirates, MLB, and our Lifetime Achievement Awardee with our hometown heroes. Skipper, good morning.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I was very, you know, I'm sensitive to a man lost his job, but also when I heard who they were putting in there, I thought, well, Don Kelly, somebody that knows him as well as anybody when it comes to baseball is you. I mean, he played for you in Detroit and 585 games in Major League Baseball. He had an imprint.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And like you said, it's mixed emotions, really, obviously, because I was close to Derek, and he gave his heart and soul to the city and the club and everything. Things just didn't work out. We're big boys. We understand that's part of the business. So, you know, somebody was going to get the job, and certainly you're glad that a guy like Donnie Kelly is going to get an opportunity. I think he's been waiting for this opportunity, and here we go. We'll see how it works out.
Do you remember the first day you managed at the major league level?
I do. It was obviously right here at Three Rivers Stadium. Right. We opened up against the Mets and Doc Gooden in 1986, so it was a pretty tough chore. We were facing Doc Gooden our first game, but I remember it. But the one big difference, I think, is and I don't mean this to sound wrong. The one big difference was I had 11 years of minor league experience as a manager, and Donnie's really coming in with no experience as a manager from the standpoint of managing the minor league. So it's going to be a little learning curve for Donnie. There's no question about that. I think he's very capable. And at the end of the day, the players are going to have to play better. It's that simple. I mean, you can talk about, you know, the manager all you want, but at the end of the day, you know, this group of players is going to have to play better than they have up to this point, or it's probably not going to make a lot of difference. So I think Donnie's input and his enthusiasm, his excitement is going to rub off on the players. I think good things got a chance of happening. But at the end of the day, these players are going to have to play better.
Jim, I'm curious to know what advice you're going to, if you have already, or you're going to give Donnie Kelly about the first things he could do that would be effective as a manager.
Well, that's a great question. I did talk to him twice yesterday. And of course, you know, I keep my nose in my own business, so I'm not going to tell somebody. You know, I did make some suggestions to him yesterday, but the biggest suggestion was to be yourself. Be Donnie Kelly. You know, don't try to be somebody that you're not, because you're in this position now. So just let you, you know, one of the reasons you got this job is your knowledge of the game and your personality and everything. Make sure that you're that same guy when you walk into that clubhouse. And walk in there the same every day. That's very important. And I did tell him, a couple things about, you know, a little bit about strategy, about, you know, for a manager, like the Pirates have struggled offensively, obviously. So when you struggle offensively, sometimes the manager has to get involved and maybe hit and run a little bit more, maybe be a little bit more aggressive and try some things. When the club's hitting real good and your team's, you know, producing runs and everything, you can sit back and watch them. And that's what I did. If my club was hitting good, I left him alone. I didn't bother him. But if we were struggling.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
On the score runs, you had to be a little more creative. And I think that's one thing that is going to be very important for Donnie. Once he sees it, once he gets settled in a little bit, you know, he can decide what it's going to take, because each game is a different game in baseball. I mean, the game on Wednesday might be totally different than the game on Thursday. You might have to do something totally different. So you have to be prepared for all that. But, you know, but my biggest, you know, point to him was to just make sure you're Donnie Kelly. Don't try to be somebody else all of a sudden.
And Donnie Kelly, born in Butler, played baseball in Mount Lebanon. Then, of course, Point Park was considered to be an underdog to make the majors. But then you had him play almost every position at one point in Detroit. I'm curious, what did you see in Don Kelly, the person that made you believe in him as a player?
Well, first of all, he was talented enough. You know, he wasn't a great player by any means, obviously, but he was a talented player. He had a good arm. He ran pretty good. He could play a lot of different positions. You know, in 2011, I hit him second in the fifth game of the final division series game against the Yankees, and he hit a home run his first time up in the first inning. I hit him second. He hit a home run off of Nova, who later pitched for the Pirates. But, you know, Donnie was a contributing player. He also hit a sacrifice fly in one of our closing games of the playoffs that we won. So, you know, but I think it was his ability to play all around. But the most important thing about Donnie Kelly was he came every day ready to play. Even though he wasn't a regular, he took care of himself. He ate right. He slept right. He got to the ballpark on time. He worked at his skills at a lot of different positions. You knew he was always ready. He was a manager's dream, really, because he was one of those utility-type players that was always ready to play and do anything you ask of him. And he was a very popular player on the team. You know, he was one of those guys in the clubhouse that never complained about not playing enough. You know, he never caused any waves. He was always ready, always supportive of the organization. And I think for that reason, that's one of the reasons that good things have happened for Donnie Kelly. He's just a tremendous human being. And this certainly has a nice flavor to it, with him coming from Butler and being a Pittsburgher and Point Park and the whole story. It's a nice story, but the proof is gonna start tonight. It's not easy. It's gonna be tough. So, you know, just be yourself and let things unfold the way they're supposed to unfold and see what happens. But he's got to get the team better. There's no question about that. And the players are going to have to play better.
And then there's the challenge, too, Jim, of dealing with the analytics and then what your gut's telling you to do as a manager.
Well, there's no question about that. You know, there's some combinations that are very valuable. I think there's a lot of good stuff on the pitching side. I don't think there's as much stuff on the hitting side, because it's just too difficult to hit. But, you know, there is, like I've always said, I'm old, but I'm not old school. There's some stuff out there now that's very helpful, and you just have to balance that. You have to be able to translate that to the coaches and translate it to the players. You got to be careful that you don't oversaturate them with information. Because you don't want them going up there thinking about a million things when they're trying to hit or trying to pitch. So, you know, there's some valuable information out there. I think, you know, I think you use it in different ways. I think, you know, how is it going to help our team win a game? How is it going to help us develop players? And how is it going to help us find players? I think there's a lot of valuable stuff out there. I'm not blindsided by this. I think there's some very good information, but you have to be careful that you watch the game. And what is the game telling you? You can have all this information. You can plan for a game, but you can't script a game. So there's a lot of things out there that are very valuable, but you have to make sure that you don't oversaturate your players with that information.
Looking forward to his debut tonight at PNC as the Braves are in town. Jim Leland, Hall of Famer, always good to hear your voice, Skipper. Thanks for the time.
You're welcome, Larry. Thank you.
Love that.
That was real fun.
Great. Great insight into who is Don Kelly.
Yep.
Neil Walker's brother-in-law. That's who.
You know, basically, when he walks out on the field, yeah, he's just one of us, right?
Yeah. He's hard, just like Jim said. He's exactly. Just an affable, hardworking young man. He's got a great opportunity, and wish him well.